Well, good morning, everyone. And a very warm welcome to our church and to worship on this Remembrance Sunday. And as we gather here in church, we know that boys and girls and men and women will be gathering at war memorials in our cities, our villages, and towns like ours in Haverhill. And we know that even as we meet now, the parade will be making its way to the war memorial in the cemetery. And although we cannot be there physically with them, we are all one in our act of remembrance and united together this morning. So welcome. So we come to remember those who, in two world wars, as well as in many other battles and conflicts, have given their most precious gift, the gift of their lives for our country, that we might live in a more peaceful world. And we know that we have each been called to be peacemakers where God has placed us. We do not glorify war today, but remember the devastation it causes on all sides. So let us worship God, who is sovereign in times of conflict and harmony. He is Lord.
Let's stand to sing.
Draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give to our loving God our thanksgiving for the many blessings with which he has enriched our lives. And on this Remembrance Sunday, we give thanks for all those who serve in the armed forces of the Crown, on sea and land and in the air, at home and abroad. For doctors, nurses, chaplains, and all who minister to those in need or distress. We give thanks for the unity of our people within the Commonwealth, for the Queen and her family, and all who under her shall bear the responsibility of government. We give thanks for sacrifices made, for the gift of faith, for all your blessings to us this morning. We thank you, Father God. Amen. In a moment, we are going to watch a Royal British Legion video for 2019, which reminds us of the contribution of the Commonwealth nations. Those are those nations that used to be part of the British Empire, that came to our aid during times of conflict. Allies from the Commonwealth and other nations stood shoulder to shoulder with Britain since the start of the Second World War. But in 1944, 75 years ago, we remember that working together would result in victory in three crucial battles: Monte Cassino in Italy, the D-Day landings, Kohima, and Imphal. So we're going to watch the video and remember the contribution of the Commonwealth nations. Now the Sunday Club are going to come and lead us in our remembrance for those of this church and Sunday School who gave their lives during the Great War. Are going to come forward. If you'd like to come and stand at the lectern.
Today we remember the men of our town who gave their lives in service to their country in war. 144 men from our town never came home. Today we remember again the 10 young men from our church and Sunday School who died. Today we say thank you. Please stand as we read out their names. In loving memory, we remember the lives of Clement Rash, Pem Mills, Clifford Sizer, Alfred Webb, Peter Mead, Victor Chapman, John Claydon, Elias Lloyd, Arthur Beavis, John Jobson. We honour your memory. We say thank you for your freedom.
Please be seated. We thank you, Joshua and Sam, and ask maybe Claire to lay the wreath as Sunday School leader in memory. Thank you. And two names that we heard there, Pem Mills and Clement Rash, are Thelma's uncles. And that reminds us that history is a lot closer than we might think. Let us pray. Lord, bring your peace in our world, your peace in our streets, your peace in our homes, your peace in our hearts. We pray for children everywhere. For children in danger, shield them from harm, we pray. We pray for our own young people. May they lead us in ways of peace. Bless our Sunday Club and their leaders. In Jesus' name, amen. And our young people are now going to go through to their groups, and they will have their own remembrance at 11. Our first Bible reading takes us to the upper room. Words of Jesus to his disciples as he prepared them for his earthly departure. We hear from John's Gospel and chapter 15.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Amen.
As we remember today all those who laid down their lives, we look to the cross of Jesus and we remember his life laid down for us and for all the world, that we might be reconciled to God and to each other. And in our next hymn, we sing of this work of the cross. Please stand. Please remain standing as you are able for our act of remembrance. In a moment, we shall hear a recording of the last post, followed by 2 minutes of silent remembrance, joining with all those acts of remembrance around the country and the Commonwealth at 11 o'clock. And during that 2 minute silence, there will be pictures on the screen, or you may wish to close your eyes if the screen is a distraction. When I read the poem For the Fallen, will you repeat after me the last line, "We will remember them"? Let us pray. Let us remember before God, victims of war on each side, and those who suffer the consequences of war today. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war. Those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of mankind. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. We hear the last post. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Ever living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. We listen to the second Bible reading that I have chosen for this Remembrance Sunday. St. Paul reflects on the work of Christ's cross in our reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 14. And John is going to read this for us.
The ministry of reconciliation. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised for them. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to him through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you, John. Let us pray. Long years ago, as earth lay dark and still, rose a loud cry upon a lonely hill. While in the frailty of our human clay, Christ our Redeemer passed the self same way. Lord, as we marvel again at your work of salvation, show us the wonder of your cross, the wonder of your love, and lead us in your way. Amen. Today, our attention, our focus, is drawn to these knitted poppies which flow from the foot of the cross down to the ground below. And these poppies, which are as red as blood, remind us of the blood of our crucified Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood seeped down from his hands, his feet, from the crown of thorns, and from the spear in his side. In the words of the hymn, here we see sorrow and love flow mingled down. And as once more we focus our eyes on the cross and remember the sacrifice of Jesus, we again acknowledge that for it we are guilty. In it we are loved, and by it we are saved. We acknowledge our need and our debt this morning. God did not spare his only Son, but gave him up for us all. On the cross, we remember his solidarity with all who suffer, past and present. He understands. We remember his forgiveness of those who crucified him. We acknowledge our need to forgive our enemies. We remember how he tasted death himself. We rejoice in his love for the world, for you and for me, a redeeming love which nothing could destroy, not even the cross. And today, once again, we receive the fruits of his perfect sacrifice into our lives once again. Forgiveness of sin. Triumph over evil. Reconciliation with God and with one another. Perfect peace. The promise of freedom. The hope of healing. That work of the new creation in us by God's Spirit. All of these flow from the cross of Jesus Christ out to you this morning. And they flow from an empty cross. We are reminded of his resurrection from the dead, his storming of the gates of hell, his victory over the powers of death. He is our great pioneer. Where he has led, we shall follow. These poppies flow down from the cross of Jesus. And notice how these poppies also form the shape of an arrow. These poppies point upwards towards the cross. They point us to the risen Lord Jesus. And they point us to his example of self-surrender. They point to the way that we should live as we go from here today. They point us to live no longer for ourselves, but for others, for Christ alone. They point to the reign of Jesus Christ in us, that he is on the throne of our lives, in the driving seat. These poppies point to a living hope. They point upwards to heaven. They point to a glorious inheritance, an eternal inheritance. They point us to an immovable hope, whatever the storms around us. And they point us to a ministry of reconciliation. They point us to being peacemakers, a non-anxious presence. And they point us to humbly take up our own cross and follow the way of Jesus. To a life of service, lived out of gratitude, out of debt for all that he has done for us. They point us to love one another. So on this Remembrance Sunday, let us give thanks once again for all that flows from the cross. Receive today, once again, all that Jesus Christ has won for you. Alive to what it meant to him, let us accept what it involves for us. On this Remembrance Sunday, let us be pointed towards his example. Give all that God has asked of you for his glory. Amen. We're going to continue now in response to God's word and presence with us this morning as we sing.
I invite you to stand if you're able and use this song as our prayer, that we may be instruments of God's peace, of his love, of his joy, faith and hope. Shall we stand?
Please be seated as Sham comes now to lead us in our prayers for the world on this Remembrance Sunday.
In the quietness of our church here on Remembrance Day, let us pray. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering their family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror. Calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. Let us pray for all who are struggling with their mental health and with debt of all sorts in our town and all over the world. We pray for our own open mind and for town pastor volunteers who strive to improve the quality of life and the safety of our people in our town. We pray for all the people in Yorkshire and Derbyshire as they struggle with the damage caused by the floods. May they be comforted by the prayers and acts of kindness that are shown to them in their hour of need. We also think of young people who have been cruelly taken away from their loving families long before their time. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will wrap your loving arms around them and give them comfort in their great grief. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we may never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. Let us join together and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We thank you, Sham, for leading us in our prayers this morning. And a reminder that our prayer ministry team are available after our service. If anyone would like to receive prayer this morning, then please do ask. We close our morning worship with a hymn of praise and trust in God. Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Loving God, we come with these gifts to offer our sacrifice of praise and the service of our lives through Jesus Christ, who gave his all for us. Amen. May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the world peace, and to us and all the faithful life everlasting. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and those you remember this day and forevermore. Amen.